Hey everyone, Nova Lane here and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving deep into something that might feel a little uncomfortable, understanding why our phones have us hooked like it's the newest Netflix show. You know that feeling when you catch yourself scrolling endlessly, even though there's really nothing on your feed? That, my friends, is screen addiction whispering sweet nothings in your ear. But hey, before we go all doom and gloom, remember this. Understanding the why behind our phone habits is the first step to actually breaking free. Think of it like figuring out the villain's motive. Once you know what drives them, you can start crafting a plan to defeat them. Today, we're going to explore the fascinating psychology behind screen addiction and uncover those sneaky tactics our phones use to keep us glued to their screens. Here are 5 key takeaways that might just blow your mind. First up, dopamine, that feel-good chemical in our brains that gets a rush every time we do something pleasurable. Now, imagine scrolling through your phone and getting a mini dopamine hit with every like, notification, or hilarious meme. That's right, your phone is basically a personal dopamine dispenser. Over time, this constant stimulation can rewire your brain, making it crave those little hits even more. You start to associate the feeling of happiness with your phone, which explains why you reach for it whenever you feel bored, stressed, or even just a little bit lonely. Speaking of loneliness, let's talk about social media. It can be a great way to connect with people, but ever notice how comparing yourself to others online can leave you feeling inadequate? Yeah, that's the FOMO, fear of missing out, talking. Social media often presents a curated version of reality. Everyone seems happy, successful, and always having a blast. This can trigger feelings of envy, inadequacy, and loneliness, leading us to spend even more time online in a desperate attempt to feel connected. Now, let's talk about the infinite scroll phenomenon, the endless loop of content designed to keep you glued to your screen. Ever find yourself mindlessly scrolling for hours on end, even though you have a million other things to do? Well, there's a reason why platforms are designed this way. It triggers our brain's reward system, making us crave more and more content. It's like a psychological rollercoaster ride that keeps us coming back for more. Another sneaky tactic is notifications, those little alerts that demand your attention at all times. They're designed to trigger our fight or flight response, making us feel like we need to respond immediately, even if it's just a silly emoji reaction. This constant bombardment of notifications can lead to stress, anxiety, and a decreased ability to focus on important tasks. Lastly, remember the power of habit. Our brains are wired to form habits, and using our phones has become deeply ingrained in our daily routines. Think about how often you reach for your phone first thing in the morning or before bed. It's likely become an automatic response. Breaking these habits requires conscious effort and a willingness to change your behavior. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student juggling classes, work, and a social life. She swears she wants more time for herself, to read that book she's been meaning to start, or even just go for a walk in the park. But every time she gets a free moment, her phone beckons with its notifications, tempting her to scroll through social media, check emails, or play a quick game. Sarah isn't alone. This is the classic case of screen addiction, the constant urge to be connected, even when it's preventing us from doing things we truly value. But here's the good news: understanding the psychology behind screen addiction empowers us to make conscious choices and reclaim our time. So what can we do about it? Remember, you are not your phone. You're in control of your relationship with technology. By recognizing those sneaky tactics we talked about, the dopamine hits, the FOMO triggers, the infinite scroll, you can start taking steps to break free. Turn off unnecessary notifications, set limits on your screen time, and create designated phone-free zones in your life. Most importantly, remember that there is a whole world outside of your phone waiting to be explored. Get out there, connect with real people, pursue your passions, and rediscover the joy of being present in the moment. You got this. Until next time, stay mindful and keep those screens at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.